pass on. He's about ready to leave. And as he is about ready to leave, he gives to his son Solomon, who is about ready to build the temple, some very key words. And tonight I'm going to leave with you just four simple things that David told Solomon, his son, to do. It's found in 1 Chronicles chapter number 28, verse number 9. It says this, "And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. Take heed now, for the Lord hath chosen thee to build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it." Verse number 20 says, "And David said to Solomon his son, be strong and of a good courage, and do it, fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee, until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord." I already told you, at the very beginning, that David gives four key things to Solomon his son. We find the very first one in verse number 9. It says this, "And thou, Solomon my son, know thou the God of thy father." Know thou the God of thy father. This knowing that David tells Solomon is a thorough knowledge. Don't just know God, but know God intimately. Know God as your own. Know God as you know your physical father. Those of you that have had close relationships with your physical father, and you can remember vividly all the different things that God taught you. Your physical father taught you, and you knew his different quirks, and you knew his oddities, and you knew his strengths, and you knew his weaknesses. Our Heavenly Father has no weaknesses. He has no quirks. But get to know our God. Get to know Him thoroughly. And the only way you get to know Him is by opening your Bible, opening the pages of Scripture, and reading it, and rereading it, and reading it again. Because therein will you find an awesome God. An incredible God. A God that will meet all of your needs. A God that will show you in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, if you ask Him, He'll show you the path that you must take. A God that wants to give to you and show you His will for your life. A God that will strengthen you in times of hard times. A God that, and I just went over this just the other day, a God that when the times really get tough, will shelter you under the shadow of His wings. What is that? What is the shadow of God's wings? I know one thing. When you're underneath it, no harm can happen to you. But our God is so much more than that. And I've gone through in times before and messages gone by that we've had about the different attributes of our God. Get to know God thoroughly. I tell you one thing. The Bible is all we need to know about God. When we get to glory, I know we'll find out more things. But the Bible is all we need to get to know God. So study it thoroughly, go over it, and find out all of the treasures about your God. He is truly a magnificent God. He is truly a wonderful God. He is truly a loving God. He cares for you. He knows you by name. Knows you by name. So much so, sir, when we talked about this in VBS that we had this year, God knows every hair on the top of your head. Some of you, of course, it's easier to count than others. But nonetheless, He knows every single hair. That's how well God knows you. May I challenge you to get to know God that same way. There's a lot about God that we have no idea. We have not a clue about. And sad to say, it's just because we don't open God's Word and read it and study it. Second thing is, not only does Solomon tell, does David tell Solomon to know the God of thy father, but the second thing he says to serve him in verse number 9, serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. Serve him with a perfect heart and willing mind. What does that mean? What does that mean? Well, actually, the word perfect there means a whole heart. A whole heart. That means nothing reserved. Nothing held back. Full bore, straight ahead. God, whatever it is that you want me to do, here am I. Send me. Can you do that? God, here am I. Send me. I know that some of you will ask, well, Pastor John, where are you going? Where are you headed? I don't know, folks. Don't have a clue. God told us to go, and we are going. You say, well, Pastor John, that doesn't make sense. I'll agree. It doesn't make sense. But you know something? I know who does know, and I know who does make sense, and that's my God. He does know. And guess what? As I'm willing to go, He will. He has promised. He will make my path straight. And He said that He will allow His Word to be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So guess what? My responsibility is to serve Him with a whole heart. A willing mind. That word willing mind means a delightful mind. Serving God, as Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. You say, well, Pastor John, in your letter of resignation tonight, you mentioned the word thank you a whole lot. The Bible says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I tell you what, folks, we have got so much to rejoice in. So much to be thankful for. So much to shout praises unto the God of gods. If there's one sin that I believe Christians commit more today than anything else, it's a lack of praise to our God. Really, it's a lack of praise to our God. We fail to thank God and give Him praise in everything. In every circumstance, in every trial, whether it be good times or bad times, we say to our God, oh, you are so good. You are so worthy of our worship. You're so worthy of my worship. You're so worthy of my praise. That's the part right there. Serve Him. Perfect mind, whole heart, and a willing mind, a delightful mind. Why? Why? Because one day our works will be tried by fire. Not us. Those of us that know Christ as our own personal Savior, we won't be. But our works will be tried by fire. And our praise and our worship of God, I was just reading something the other day, and the person that talked said, you know, often we praise God, but our praise to God is like giving God a tin crown, when in all actuality, our God should have the best. It should be a gold crown, not a silver crown, but a gold crown filled with diamonds. And you say, well, what do you say about that? What is it that comes out of your mouth? When those of around you are listening to you, do they hear that you love our God? Do they hear words of praise and adoration and thanksgiving? And I could go on and on in regards to our God. If not, it's like saying, God, you're really not worth much. God, you really didn't do that much in my life. You're really no big deal. I hate to say it, but Christians, that's often how we are. And we should be constantly, constantly with our mouth and on our face, showing to the world that we serve an awesome God. Constantly showing to the world And you know something? It should be evident as we talk to our brothers and sisters in Christ as well. It shouldn't be just on the world side. It should be here, Loomis Park Baptist Church. These people around you, your brothers and sisters in Christ, should be able to see, evident in your life, that you serve the Lord with gladness. You serve the Lord with rejoicing. Third thing, and we find it in verse number 10. It says, David says to Solomon, I finally got it straight. David says to Solomon, Solomon, take heed now. For the Lord hath chosen thee to build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it. That actual phrase, take heed now, and I like this because I'm going to use it with my kids, means listen attentively. Sit up and pay attention. That's what he was telling Solomon. Solomon, sit up and pay attention. And this is what he was telling him, why he was telling him, because he says, for the Lord hath chosen thee to build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it. You realize God has a plan for your life. You were not put on this earth by mistake. Pastor Rich, it is no whoops that that lady did not have an abortion. And instead, you were kept. Yea, you were adopted. Yea, the Lord saved you and called you to preach the gospel. That is not by happenstance. That's not by happenstance, folks. It is not by happenstance that 8 years ago, God allowed us to come to Loomis Park Baptist Church. You say, oh yeah, it was, Pastor John, that was easy. All we had to do was vote on it. All you had to do was say yes. Folks, there was two churches prior to Loomis Park Baptist Church that gave us a 100% call to come to their church. Did you hear me? Two churches. One here in the state of Michigan, one in the state of Virginia, West Virginia. Both of them gave us a 100% call to come to their church. Matter of fact, I got chewed out by both of those pastors for telling them no. And you know what my response was, Pastor Rich? Sorry, my wife and I have prayed about it, and we believe, without a shadow of a doubt, 100%, that that is not where God has us to serve. Wasn't long after that that God allowed us the privilege of coming to Loomis Park Baptist Church. God makes no mistakes. Makes no mistakes. None whatsoever. So when He tells you, hey, I have called you, and I've chosen you, and I've got a work for you to do, you got to do it. You got to do it. You got to do it 100%. No holding back. Give it your all. Otherwise, truly, God doesn't want to use a vessel that is part for Him and part for the world. Isn't that what you said, JJ, when you gave your testimony? A 50-50 Christian. God doesn't want a 50-50 Christian. He has a plan for your life. It's neat when we can come and fall on our face before God. Say, God, this is what I know you've called me to do. God, this is what I know that you have for me to do. I don't understand it. I'm not sure how you're going to get me there. But God, if you've called me, I'll do it. And then to see God work and work and work through circumstances in life. And by the time you get there, you look back and you say, man, isn't God good? I didn't do anything. But look how God orchestrated everything to allow me to get to this point. Folks, I've given you my testimony. I didn't want to be here. And I don't say here at Loomis Park or Jackson. I wanted to be on a soccer field. I wanted to play with a stupid round ball for the rest of my life. I'm so glad that God took a vessel like me and said, hey, that is not what I have for you. That is not what I want for you. Instead, I want you to do this and this and this. Praise the Lord. He took my heart, my hard heart, and he broke it and said, hey, I've got a greater calling for you. Do it. Praise the Lord. I yielded him way back when so that I had the privilege of getting to know you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. The last point, it says in verse number 20, it says, and David said to Solomon, his son, be strong and of a good courage and do it. Fear not. My life verse, as many of you know, is Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt be a good success. If you were to go back in that passage, several verses up, Moses reiterates to Joshua, Joshua, as you're about ready to take over my command as leader in charge of this great nation, some 2 million Israelites, he tells Joshua this one thing that David tells his son Solomon, be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. And it's ironic, yea, I think it's fit, that David tells his son Solomon, Solomon, God tells you to do it, he'll always go with you. He'll walk side by side. Yea, he'll prepare the way before you. And it's really neat that God would care enough about me to do that. Yea, God cares enough about you to do the same thing. And he says, be strong and of a good courage. Where do we get our strength? Where do we get our courage? Where is it that we find in our bodies that we cannot fear something? That can only be found in a mind who has stayed on thee. Let me say that one more time. It can only be found in a mind, a person's mind, who has stayed on God. Because when our mind and our focus is stayed on Him, it does not matter what the waves of the sea of life come about us and pour over us and knock us over and knock us over and knock us over. It doesn't matter how fast the wind blows. Because my God is the one in charge of the storm. My God is the same God that says, peace, be still. That's my God. Folks, will you please remember those four things that David said to his son? Good advice for any person. One, know the God of thy father. Two, serve him with a perfect heart and a willing mind. Three, take heed now. Listen up. And then four, be strong of a good courage. Do it and fear not. Good advice. Father, again.